Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hallelujah. Look at all these wonderful men. You know, to see men in church, yeah, give the Lord a thank you. To see men in church is astounding and it's powerful. Because, you know, when men get together, something supernatural takes place. When women get together, there's something great that happens as well. But when you bring the coverings of the family into the house of God, the father is the head of the home, not in a demanding kind of way. But when you bring them together and they come together and they worship God together and they pray together, something supernatural happens and the portals and the windows of heaven open over the family and over the place they're at. So I want to pray a special blessing over all you men. I want to pray a blessing over, first of all, the fact that you're a church person, you're a child of God, you're born again, you're living for Jesus Christ. This is for you on the internet as well or listening on the radio. If you're a child of God, then you have got all the tools that you need to become a father just like God. And so I pray today that God would give you wisdom and understanding and knowledge in how to rule the family in a godly, loving way, how to stop the enemy coming in, how to get the enemy out, how to stand for faith and belief in healing, prosperity, wisdom, joy, and understanding, how to be filled with the Spirit and pray in your heavenly language. I pray that God would take you to another place, to another level, a new season in these end days, because you are needed and you are part of the remnant. I speak a blessing over each and every one of you. There are warring angels surrounding you. You're covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, and you're going to learn today how to get into the presence of God. Because woman, what you want more than anything is a man who knows God and how to get into that presence of God. So I speak this blessing over all you men, all you fathers. God bless you. God keep you. God lead you. God guide you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, men. You may be seated. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, you know, there's nothing better I can teach than what my son was doing. He started singing, "In your presence is fullness of joy." And we know that's a psalm. I think it's Psalm 16:11. In His presence is fullness of joy. So the goal for a child of God should not be things, but should be the presence. That's why He said, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness and who He is. And when you do that, all the things you have need of, the finances, the jobs, the healing, all of that will just come on you supernaturally, because in His presence can be nothing that is sick, sinful, diseased, or addicted. It has got to be removed. And I'm telling you, when you get in the presence of God, you don't have to pray day and night to get rid of something, because God takes care of it right there. Now, when He takes care of it, it's taken care of. You see, and I'm going to teach you to stop praying and praying and praying. Oh, Pastor. I'm going to teach you how to pray with accuracy and scripturally. Because God already said, stop this crazy prayer and pray and pray and pray. You just repeat prayers, repeat prayers, repeat prayers. That's getting you nowhere. He said, you've already got your reward for people watching you. I'm going to show us, God's showing me, how we can pray with accuracy, scripturally, and see the presence of God change our lives and our atmosphere. So now listen, I've come to the conclusion of something, and some of you might get a surprise at this. I don't believe there's power in prayer.
Many religions pray.
Religious people pray. There's only power in the presence of Jesus Christ. There are people, there are religious people praying day and night and yet don't even know God. Point in case. Paul, the apostle, his name was Saul. His Greek name was Paul. You understand? God didn't change his name. The people, Luke, in actual fact, started to call him Paul. That's his Greek name. Saul stands for Paul in the Greek language. And so Saul, the apostle Paul, when he met Jesus, he was a Pharisee. He was trained under one of the greatest rabbis that there was in all of Israel, Gamaliel. And he trained Paul personally. And Gamaliel is a Pharisee. He was a Pharisee. So the apostle Paul was a Pharisee. Now, he was born in Rome. He was a Roman citizen. How many of you know that? Paul was born in Rome as a Roman citizen, but then things took place and transpired in his life, and things changed for him. And he became a Pharisee. And the Pharisees had to pray three times a day. And if you recall, there's a scripture, and I'll tell you the scripture. You can write this down. It's a scripture, and it is in Luke 18. And in Luke 18, you'll find out the story about the tax collector in the temple praying and crying out to God and beating his chest while a Pharisee stood there praying thus way, I tithe, I'm a churchgoer, I have a special seat reserved for me in the synagogues, I give to people, and I stand on soapboxes with my phylacteries and prayers on my arms and my shawl, and I stand there so people can see me. And here's what God said. Read it. He said, this man prayed thus with himself. Read it. He prayed with himself. God wasn't in that. God's not in prideful things. God's, the Bible says, the tax collector, they called him the publican, beating his chest, not even looking up, crying, oh God, forgive me, a sinner. The Bible says he walked out justified. He was heard by God. He got into God's presence and things changed. But the Pharisee, with his many prayers, wanting to be seen, give me the microphone. Give me the microphone. That doesn't blend with God. It doesn't gel well with God. God wants humble humility. And if we're going to get into the presence of God ever, we're going to have to learn what I'm going to be teaching us. Because I've had to learn this, and I've learned it from great men and women of God, and myself, God's shown me more. And now I need to bring it to you. Why? Because in these end times that we're living right now, you're not going to be effective, and you won't even be protected if you don't know God. Remember, the Apostle Paul, who prayed three times a day, who knew the scriptures inside out, when God touched him on the road to Damascus and the light came and he said, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me this way? Oh my goodness. And you can read that, all about that in Acts 22. Why do you persecute me? He looked up and said, who are you? He did not know God. He never got into the presence of God. That's why he was killing Christians, taking them to jail, because he didn't know God's heartbeat. He didn't know God's will. He knew nothing about God. He knew what he'd been taught. And too many Christians today in the world know about God. Knowing the scripture is not enough. That's the start. The scripture is the start. But if you just know the scriptures and you don't know the one who is the scripture, stop. The one who wrote the scriptures, you're missing it all. You're missing it all. And that song, Jesus, your presence makes me whole, it's only in his presence. Now watch here. There are many people, Christians, standing on promises of God. By the stripes on his back, I'm healed. By the stripes on his back, I'm healed. By the stripes on his back, I'm healed. That's a good start. But only once you get the revelation by the power of the Holy Spirit of that scripture, Isaiah 53 and 1 Peter 2:24, only when the presence of God comes into you or you get into His presence will that word become a real word that will be manifested. Then you can stand on the promise of God. Until you know God, how can you stand on the promises? But until you know God personally, there's no power in prayer. The only place there's power in prayer is in the presence of Jesus Christ. So the goal is what? Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all those things you have need of will come to you. But we seek things, and then we attach prayer to it. I'm looking for a job. God found the job for me, the right one, that I can be off on Sundays and Wednesdays to go to church. I will tithe when the time comes and just get me the right kind of job. And we pray those prayers. But we don't know God. Many Christians don't know God. They have not been in the presence of Almighty God. And we're going to take a journey over the next couple of weeks, and I'm going to show you God's diagram, God's plan, and God's instructions how to get into His presence. Now, it all became available because of Jesus Christ and the finished work of the cross. Because before that, only the high priest could get into the presence of God, nobody else. And you, a lot of you know that story. We're going to look at that later on. And but, I mean, think of it this way. If I wanted something from Pastor Adamel, and Pastor Adamel is going to give me something, he's got something that I want, I need, right? Pastor Adamel, please could I have a Kit Kat? Pastor Adamel, I need a Kit Kat. I'm just going to keep repeating it. Pastor Adamel, I need a Kit Kat. I need a Kit Kat. I'm not going to get the Kit Kat. Why? Because I'm not in His presence. He can't hear me. So what I have to do? Pastor Adamel, please come in. Can someone get him? Come inside. I'd like a Kit Kat. Could I please have a Kit Kat?
There you go.
Thank you. How am I going to get anything from Him if I don't get to Him? Remember, God said, you guys stand on your boxes making all these petitions and prayers, but you're praying with yourself. You're not even praying with God. You're not in His presence. And the biggest problem with getting into God's presence is the waiting part. Be still and know that I am God. They that wait upon the Lord, that is such a hindrance to flesh. I want what I want, and I want it now. And if I don't get a burger in 30 seconds from McDonald's, I'm going to report it and get it for free. We've got that mentality of instant. And I'm telling you, God is crockpot. He's not microwave, He's crockpot. And the food always tastes better than you can get at McDonald's. You can say what you like. Even if you work there, the crockpot food is better than the microwave food. Ooh, hallelujah. So this is I'm excited about this message because we've got to get into God's presence. And once we're in God's presence, everything will change. Let me tell you what, addictions will just come off you. Yeah. And it won't come back. And let me tell you something else about God. He's bored with most of our prayers because you prayed it for the last year. Every day, ask Him for the same thing.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant. Your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available. Crossroads Restaurant, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, located on Highway 70.